Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, Harry and Meghan will be on TV tomorrow as part of ABC's Time 100 special. Hello Magazine reports Time's annual list of the 100 most influential people will be broadcast for the first time ever, and the Sussexes are set to make an appearance in the TV special alongside Trevor Noah, Sandra Oh, Kumail Nanjiani, and John Legend. And the upcoming season of Netflix will reportedly feature scenes of Princess Diana's battle with bulimia, per The Mirror. Actress Emma Corrin will be seen gorging on food before vomiting into a toilet in explicit scenes that will depict her struggles with bulimia, which she didn't reveal publicly until years later. Marie Claire quotes an insider as saying, "William and other senior royals are incredibly uncomfortable about this drama, The Crown, and livid Harry is now in partnership with the company that's airing it." According to the insider, the royal family wouldn't expect one of their own to take money made by the profits of shows like this. From the Express, Harry reportedly felt like a fish out of water in Los Angeles, and that their abode wasn't very private. The Express shares a conversation held on the Pod Save the Queen podcast, hosted by Anne Gripper, and features Daily Mirror royal editor Russell Myers. Mr. Myers said last month, "From what I hear, Harry wasn't necessarily enjoying L.A. He was sort of plonked there, a fish out of water, not living in your own home. Everybody can sympathize with that if you've ever stayed with friends or whatever, if you're in between houses. They were being criticized for how big this house is and the fact that they were being loaned it." In other news, perhaps Harry was feeling better about the States after being visited by old friend Froggy. Yes, Prince Harry's old court jester friend has reportedly been to visit him and Meghan Markle as they embark on their new life in America. Froggy, who has a real name, Guy Pelly, visited the couple back in the old days of living at Tyler Perry's house. A source told the Daily Mail they were kindly invited by Harry and Meghan. Despite what's been said about Harry losing touch with his old friends, he was keen to see Guy. Froggy is a former nightclub manager and has been called by the media as something of a bad influence on both Harry and William. Newspaper reports suggest it was Pelly who first introduced Harry to marijuana in 2002, and he was with the prince in 2005 when he infamously donned a Nazi soldier uniform for a costume party. While Harry was the best man at William's 2011 wedding to Kate, it was Pelly who was tasked with organizing the Stag Do, a lavish weekend at a friend's country estate. Did you get the email asking you to call Kate Middleton by the more formal name Catherine? The Daily Star says that well before getting an engagement ring, Kate started getting ready to be a royal. Writing for the Sunday Express at the time, columnist Adam Hellicker said, "With Prince William's engagement now a surefire certainty, even Ladbrokes has stopped taking bets on whether it will happen after a flurry of well-placed wagers. There are the intriguing signs that Kate Middleton is preparing for her future role. It looks like she's taking it very seriously indeed, too. I hear that in the past few weeks, the former accessories buyer has quietly informed friends that she would like to drop the informal Kate and in future wishes to be known by her full name, Catherine." Apparently, Kate's friends were taken aback. One of the pals told Mr. Hellicker, "Everyone knows what's about to happen with Kate and William, but we were a little surprised about the request to call her Catherine. There is a distinct feeling she has started to become very aware of her position. These days, Kate uses her full name in all her official royal correspondence and signs off her emails with C." My thanks to Jonathan McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.